It's another week of the Hopeless Fan Podcast. It is Monday, June the 8th. How is everyone doing today as we start another week of no sports?
Actually, Shelby, how are you doing? Because we just started recording as soon as you got in here, and I just haven't really felt like I got to know.
We're coming in raw right now.
I smell like something raw.
You could have showered.
That's all right.
No, you're dedicated, though.
Yeah, I came straight from the gym, and I smell like a total foot meets a piece of shit. So, shit-covered foot. Yeah. And, feel good.
Sounds
runner's
like
high. Yeah,
like
runner's
Zach's
high.
Dinner.
But, definitely going to need a quick horse bath, maybe in the middle of this quick pause break, and, hit the sink.
We'll welcome it.
But today we'll have our bunk of the week and stand of the week. We'll get mad at some NFL stuff that I picked out. We'll have our Mount Rushmore of snacks and then finish it off with NFL.com irrational reactions. Who wants to start with their bunk of the week?
I guess I can go first. So we've been getting hazard pay. Well, hazard pay, like an extra $2 an hour at work. And Amazon, they're just like, okay, no more. We don't need it anymore. I'm like, you're still making us wear masks. So are we just no longer in hazard's way here? Or what's the deal? It's like, we just don't want to pay you anymore.
Oh, okay. And you already confirmed to Twitter that they don't let you do bathroom breaks?
If you are a driver and you're out on a route, they don't build in time to go find somewhere. Like, if you're in a route, like, out in the middle of St. Paris or Urbana or something like that, they don't really build time into the route for you to go find a bathroom. So if you're out in the middle of nowhere, sometimes you just gotta whip out a bottle in the back of your van.
You hear that, Jeff?
You think any...
Because we know you're a big listener.
You think any drivers... Listen to your employees. You think any drivers pull a NASCAR racer and just piss themselves?
I hope not, although you get into some of these vans and the smell is just makes you question it sometimes.
Yeah, so do they, like, pull, like, into a quick McDonald's or something? I mean, before COVID, when it was open? It might be open now,
yeah,
I'm not sure.
You can go to, like, all the Speedway gas stations in general, their bathrooms are typically open.
Gotcha.
And some of the lobbies are opening up again, some of the McDonald's and other restaurants are in, so that's encouraging. Nice to see.
For sure. Scotty, bunk of the week?
I'm going to say myself because for how I spent my Saturday night.
Yeah? What'd you do?
And so I start and finished the last season of 13 Reasons Why for some reason that I just am so ashamed of. And I have to be the bunk of the week.
I've never seen a single second of that show.
Good for you, man.
Did you like the last season?
I really wish I didn't either.
What's the plot?
Did I like it?
Yeah.
I'm just happy it's gone. Just happy it's forever out of there.
It's done. So,
yeah.
What?
Because it's like, I was invested already.
Jenna loves that show, but I don't think she's watched the final season.
What's
yet.
The plot of that?
So basically, Shelby, it was based off of book, season one, and I think it was Kylie or Kendall Jenner. It was Selena Gomez. Who was part of the original, first season or two. So basically this girl, kills herself, and then she writes tapes to each of the persons.
It wasn't either of those people.
Here we go.
You wondered who the actress is? Here comes Fruit Twitter.
Yeah.
Zach, shut up. I'm, literally, explaining the show for my boy. This girl, just kills herself, and she, makes a tape for each person. So this is the whole first season. She just makes a tape for each person that, you're one of the 13 reasons why.
Why she killed herself. Damn. So you would, the 13 people who get those tapes are like, fuck, I feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all get them at once, and then they all have to listen to them at once. So,
they all listen to everybody's tape, don't they? Or they just listen to theirs.
Yeah, everyone gets all the tapes at once, and then they pass it on to the next person or whatever.
Yeah, and then, the main guy is that actor that looks and sounds exactly like Scotty.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. But
It's like he's anyway. Literally talking on our podcast. You could pretend to be a guest.
Zach, I don't know. You've had some bad takes about like what Scotty's about lately. The outfit yesterday.
No.
And like,
not at all. That's exactly what.
Yeah, I was like, I don't like. Own a single
see.
Shirt
I would have said Scotty like might have one shirt like that. Because, right. I don't know, but that was a tough. I have a.
Anyway. Yeah, they should have ended.
Oh,
after
so the second season wasn't good.
It wasn't very good. Or it was like third. A reach, and it like went off the book. And then, I mean, it's not like I read the book, but then after right. seeing the first season, I was because I watched it with my girlfriend. I was like invested as fuck.
You expect me to,
you know?
Read?
And I can't like not watch this. These
hey,
other
no
seasons.
Shame, man. I'm a guy who liked the show Outer Banks, and apparently that's a hot take. Because everyone makes fun of it, and I really liked it.
Is that the Australian one or no?
No, it's like the treasure hunt for gold on the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Oh yeah, yeah. OBX, that's like one of those Riverdale.
Yeah, I never
shows.
Saw Riverdale, but I saw Outer Banks, and it's like I think they just do a good job of cliffhanging every episode, and I'm like, all right, I'll watch one more. And it's like, well, I finished right. it, and now I can't wait for season two. okay, I have a couple bunks of the week. My first one is Jeff Bezos.
Oh, Jeff, when he's not wiping his ass with $1,000
bills. Well, he'd have a more $1,000 bills to wipe his ass with if he hadn't have got divorced, because if he hadn't have got divorced, he'd be worth $200 billion today. Instead, he's worth $149.4, so that's tough. Pour one,
a fourth.
Pour one out for him.
Good for his ex.
Yeah.
She deserves
it's
it.
It's like, how quick would you spend money if you had it like that?
I'd be like, wow, I can get an Apple TV now?
Yeah. Are you challenging me to a Brewster's Millions?
Dude, I'll put like a billion on this game right now.
Yeah.
You think I
yeah,
would?
Are you allowed to have ownership stake in more than one professional sports team?
No idea.
Or is that against the league? I wonder if that's against league rules.
As long as they're not the same league.
Okay.
I was
wondering like if you could own like the Patriots and the Bills or something like that. NFL team or something.
There's some conflict of interest there.
Collusion.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Like, imagine Jeff Bezos could just walk into a casino and if he hit a $1 billion bet, it's like, I just fucked you. I just put $1 billion on this game. I can either fuck you or make your like whole like give your entire
right.
entire staff bonuses, or I'll make you lay off half your staff because I just won $1 billion off you. My next one is Chris Cuomo. He walked in naked on his wife's IG yoga video. So tough.
I mean, who hasn't been there?
Right. He's a journalist on CNN. But that popped across the old timeline today. So
did he hang some dong?
How naked are you talking?
Like Jay Cutler staring at the beach.
Oh.
Oh. Did you just see his ass?
Good for dude.
Or something?
Good for him, man. The dude's got confidence.
Yeah, dude. If you don't, even
in the home with his own wife.
If you don't have.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If you don't have like love handles, you want to show off the back, and you got some glutes. Go for it. You're not hanging brain. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, who has a stand?
The guy was just hanging.
Zach, you're up with stand of the week.
Zach mentions, I knew Zach was going to mention Creed's thing about hanging brain. What's the big
imagine
deal?
Imagine that.
Negative 1,000.
Minus 1,000.
Oh, no. Stand of the week is, I'm going to have to say, it's going to be, I just started listening. I know everybody's, I like really late to the party on this, but I started listening to the podcast Serial. I had watched the HBO documentary on Adnan Syed, kid who killed his girlfriend and allegedly killed. Well, not allegedly because he got
sure.
convicted. Killed his girlfriend in '99,
sure.
And I'm on the second season about the that army guy who got captured by the Al Qaeda in 2010. So it's a great podcast. I'm already like halfway through season two. I just started listening yesterday. So
hopefully they'll collab with us and then shout us out.
Yeah. Looking at you, Miss Koenig.
Not likely.
plus 8,000 odds on that. All right, Scotty, do you have a stand of the week?
Yeah, fellas, we're back. Because Cornhole Championships were this Saturday. And it was just nice to see sports that were American live and not while I was sleeping.
Okay.
And that's basically it. Because, you know, right now, what else do we have? Korean baseball that I can't even find out how to really watch it.
I just watch it to look at the stuffed animals they have in the crowd.
Yeah, it's like just SpongeBob staring at the pitcher. Yeah. Like, that's not distracting.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But have you ever really watched that cornhole, though? How, like, deadly, insane, accurate they are? And, like, the strategy that actually goes into it instead of just, like, backyard, like, with your drunk uncle, like, trying to put it on the board for just put it on the board for God's sakes.
Like, put a little on it.
Just trying to avoid a 21-0 loss. It's like, just put it on the board.
Yeah.
I will say that I think we're all kind of stands this week because the WHO just came out and said asymptomatic spread of coronavirus is very rare.
Very
so
nice.
So big news for fans in the stands.
That's a weird thing for a retired British rock band to just come out. I would want to wait to see a professional really let us know.
Yeah, that's funny, Zach. That's funny, Zach, but I wouldn't lead with it.
At least it wasn't dinosaurs.
that's good.
That's Jason Witten hair.
But yeah, it's almost how do you guys feel about the Orlando, like the whole NBA coming back? Because it almost seems like that could have been a plan like 2 months ago, and now it seems like everything's trending towards at least some fans in the stands. And now, NBA's going like full AAU tournament in like rural Ohio. It's Orlando, but it's empty gyms still.
Right.
Yeah. I think we're fucking ourselves because I think it's going to, like, we're thinking about fans coming into the stands and we're just getting all happy about, like, sports coming back with fans and everything like that. And then all of a sudden it's just going to come back and we're going to be fucking no football and that's going to fucking kill
No. There's going to be football. Stop. It's like people are rooting for, like...
No.
Just be optimistic, then. Just be like, yeah, okay, football's coming back, and we're probably going to have... At first, we went from maybe there won't be football, then it's, oh, no fans, and now we're looking at, like, 20 to 50% in the stands. If you're in Texas, that's like, we're trending up, and it's only June 8th.
Yeah, true. Hey, another stand, Akeem Hicks on Colin Kaepernick getting blackballed. We signed Mike Glennon.
Glennon shade.
King move.
Another quick bunk. Yeah. Max Kellerman saying the NHL is not a top four sport. I don't follow it, but I knew he'd get heat for that, and I was right. I was watching it when it happened, and I'm like, oh my God. I sprinted to Twitter. And I was actually early. I could have gotten on the ground floor of beating up on Max Kellerman. Credit to me for not doing it.
What did he say was the fourth one? Obviously, we know the three.
He's like boxing. He's like a big boxer.
Say something stupid like boxing.
Yeah, he's like a big.
Oh, he's a piece.
He's
of
like
shit.
A big UFC boxing dude. So,
Man. He's probably just getting a big head because it's so big right now because it's like one of the only things along with cornhole.
He's like, what can I do to make people forget I said that about the Giants owner having a mask on?
Oh, dude, that was so bad. That has to be, like, a thing we do now is, like, every episode we have to, like, let people remember that he did that. Max Kellerman made fun of the Giants owner for having an illness.
But, hey, we're not talking about it anymore because of this hockey comment.
No, I'm talking about it, though.
Yeah, I mean, because I just mentioned it. But I'm trying to get the exact quote.
I appreciate you doing that.
Oh, here's the quote. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but in the United States of America, no one really cares about hockey. The old joke is, in every town, there's 20,000 hockey fans, and they all have season tickets. So the arenas are always sold out, but the TV ratings don't do anything. It's not one of the four major team sports. Yikes. He didn't say what he considered the fourth major team sport to go along with the NBA, NFL, and MLB. Yikes.
That's bad. Kellerman can be like a just a consistent bunk on this podcast for his takes, because he's so bad on First Take now.
Right, but it's like, you know what? Like, I want to go behind the scenes of that, because, like, for instance, like, Joe Theismann came out when he was on a talk show and said, like, yeah, if we all agree on something, it's not a very compelling talk show. There's no debate. So someone's got to bite the bullet and take the short end of a debate. So when, like, Max Kellerman says he'd rather take Andre Iguodala in a clutch moment over Curry, and everyone bashes him for it.
Remember when Paul Pierce said he'd rather have Andre Drummond instead of Anthony Davis?
Oh, God, I didn't know that. But yeah, or when Paul Pierce said, I think it's over, when the Celtics beat the Bucks in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals semifinals or something. It's like, I want to go like 15 minutes before that, or in like the pre-show meeting, and like Max Kellerman to be like, I really have to argue, I have to take Iggy over Curry. No one's going to believe that. I'm going to get roasted. And they're like, Max, you're making $2 million a year.
It's like, yeah, but if he were anywhere near Skip, I mean, Skip still gets bashed, but like he at least can like finds a way to ignorantly fight back better than Max does. Like,
yeah.
And why doesn't Stephen A get any of the bad takes? Maybe Stephen A is just more convincing with his bad takes.
Yeah, I don't like. I've heard some pretty bad takes. Skip gets dragged for about everything, and he's had some bad ones in the past, but it's just I think they must set up Skip better, or Skip's just been in the business longer, because Max just like he's just like, okay, Max, like you have to argue that, like, I don't know, something atrocious. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Raisin Brand is better than like Captain Crunch.
Yeah, like you have to argue that Diet A&W root beer is better than Coke Zero. And he's like, oh, come on, I love Coke Zero.
Like he comes in to work one day, is like, okay, you have to say what Hitler's good ideas were. Oh, come on.
Oh, not again. And Stephen A. sort of like, yep, I already called, I'm anti-Hitler. God damn. Okay, you guys want to get mad?
Let's get mad.
Yeah, all right, so have you guys, first of all, when's the last time you read a book?
Oh, God. Jeez, man, I don't even know. College, 3 years ago.
A couple years ago. Maybe a year, maybe last year.
Okay, well, have you ever read one of Peter King's columns?
Yes.
No.
Okay, because those pretty much qualify as a book, because they're about 7,000 words long.
Yeah,
they are. But he just came out with the power ranking, so let's just get mad at them, okay? I'm going to go through it, and you guys stop me when you're mad at one, okay?
Perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Number one, Kansas City. Here's the joke. I'm mad, Scotty. You're not mad. They're number one. They won the Super Bowl.
I wasn't going to say anything, guy.
Okay, I thought you were going to make a joke. Good for you. Credit to you. All right, number two, Baltimore. Number one seed in the AFC last year. Number three, New Orleans.
I'm mad.
Yeah? Speak on it.
Where's Tampa Bay?
I'll probably get to it. I don't know. I'm only going in order.
How about San Francisco? How about the team in
the
NFC?
Yeah, how about
the
other 28 teams? Are you going to name the other 28 teams?
Sounds like you're not really getting mad at anything, because you're not discrediting New Orleans in any way. You're just
I just did.
Saying
I said
other teams.
They had four other teams make it farther in the NFC than them last year, and there are three. That makes no sense. Maybe
well,
when Drew
Tennessee,
Brees doesn't choke, he shouldn't be the third one.
Tennessee lost to Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson's lost two home games in the playoffs, but they're still number two.
Yeah, but Drew Brees choked more than Lamar Jackson's choked, which was only one.
Was
actually
that game
twice.
Against that playoff game against the Chargers at home, or was that in L.A.?
Nope.
That was at home. Chargers were a wild card.
Yep.
That's right. Even though they had a good record, they ended up
you
being a wild card.
Your team.
Yeah, I just watched the end of it on. I caught the end of it on NFL Network the other day, and I was gonna send a picture of it. It was like there was like 8 minutes left, and they showed Lamar Jackson's stats, and it was like 4 for 9 for 21 yards, and it was like 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's hilarious.
Hey, Shelby, right. Speaking of stands, how about Pluto TV for having old NFL Network games?
Big time stand.
Big time dub.
Free.
It's
old
free,
NFL
yeah.
games.
Yep.
Except
there's a lot of like pro fucking Trump commercials like every time you get to commercials on any other channel.
Well, my gripe was that it went from like a cool like 2005 game between the Steelers and Jaguars with like behind the scenes and everything, and then it goes to like mic'd up Super Bowl Eagles Patriots, and I'm like,
I know,
I can get that on YouTube. yeah. if I want it. Like, yeah. give me like 2001 to 2007 NFL games.
It's weird. They have like narrated by Steve Sable Game of the Weeks.
It's so amazing. Good. All right. Anyway, going down the list. Number four, San Francisco. 15-4 last year.
Fair. Should have been above the Saints.
All right. Number five, Tampa Bay.
Also should have been above the Saints. But that's good.
All right. Six, Seattle. Surprised you put
the... I'm mad. I'd put Seattle above Tampa Bay just because we don't know anything about Tampa Bay
yet. I'd put Seattle lower. Put Seattle lower. Russell Wilson hasn't won anything since he stopped being just a bus driver with a good defense.
How fucking dare you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You want that take? All right. Number seven, Tennessee. I'm kind of mad about that.
God. I don't think they're that good.
Yeah.
No, I'm with it. I'm with you.
I just don't think they're going to be very good.
All right. Number eight, Las Vegas Raiders.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
I swear to God. Yeah, I was waiting for that one because I saw it and I was like, all right, I'll...
That is garbage.
You want to hear his? You want to hear his reasoning?
No, but
this
yeah.
is going to be a fun floor show in the new Allegiant Stadium in the first year for an NFL franchise in Nevada. A shame, really, that crowds may not be able to flock to see this team due to the pandemic. What fun it could be with the speedy Henry Ruggs 3 paired with the returning Tyrell Williams and Hunter Renfro. Yeah, that's what fans want to see. A rookie receiver with returning studs, Tyrell Williams and Hunter Renfro.
How is Tyrell Williams a returning stud? Oh, returning like to the team stud. I get you.
Yeah, he didn't say stud, but I threw that in as like if you're mentioning them in the second sentence of your...
That was good. That was good.
Darren Waller is an emerging star. I get that.
Yep.
But could get a few snaps stolen by in the twilight Jason Witten with a strange stop at 38 on his late career tour. I love... And the picture he used for the Raiders is a picture of Hunter Renfro running. God.
Good
All
Lord.
Right, number nine.
Who's got less hair, Jason Witten or
Hunter Renfro? The Las Vegas Raiders aren't even in my top 20.
Number nine. I like the Raiders this year, but not top eight.
Six and ten.
Dallas 8-8 last season. They are number nine.
Garbage.
I like Dallas too.
I like the new coach though, but
I like
actually I would bet on Dallas to go to the playoffs deep.
Yeah, me too. With adding CeeDee Lamb with Amari Cooper and Ezekiel Elliott.
Scotty, at this point you would bet on anything.
Same. All right.
It's all dependent on Dak Prescott, honestly. That's it.
Number 10, Pittsburgh. Who's mad?
Who's to say? It depends on how
I think they
plays.
Should be higher. I'd put them above Dallas.
They should not be higher. That sounds just about right if they're going to be that high.
Well, if they're the 10, if they're 10, I'd put them above Oakland. But that's it.
What's their reasoning?
Maybe above Tennessee.
Definitely above both of those teams, I'd say.
Basically, his reasoning is that they were just outside the playoffs last year with Devlin Hodges and Mason Rudolph. So basically, he's saying. Top five defense, probably top two defense, and they're getting a Hall of Fame quarterback back.
Is Ben a first ballot?
I'd probably say so. I mean, he's won two rings.
Super Bowls. Yeah,
and a three.
But he's constantly like one of the top, you know, in
Pussies.
Passing yards. Sure. Oh. All right, number 11, Minnesota.
You're gonna piss him off. He's a big fan.
He already fucking blocked me, so I don't care.
Yeah, he's blocked everybody. Number 11, Minnesota. I think it's fine. I think Minnesota, you could put 11 through 20. I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be right. like, okay, but yeah. but Kirk Cousins, you know.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Number 12, Green Bay. Kind of low.
I agree with it. They have no receivers.
All right, number 13, Buffalo.
Yeesh. I'd probably put them about 15 or 16.
I would say, yeah. I think we don't know yet because they haven't won a division title in forever, because of Brady, and they can't score. They did add Stephon Diggs, but it's like Josh Allen, anything more than a game manager that like dives for first downs.
Yeah.
Right,
14.
There's a team that should be higher that I'm waiting on.
14, Indianapolis.
Bad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I like Indianapolis a lot.
Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No.
Okay.
15, Philadelphia. I think that's fine. I think that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fine.
I mean, with all the injuries, like, they just have injuries every single year. All right. Yeah. 16, Rams.
It's hard. Yeah, fine. It's hard to get mad about these middle of the road teams.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to move fast through them. Chicago at 17.
Whoa, I think that might be high. That's way that's too high.
18, Arizona.
I love it. That's the team I was waiting for.
Yeah. I'm excited. Arizona should. I thought you were supposed to be like the Broncos.
I would put Arizona above Chicago.
Oh, easily. Yeah, every day, sure. Dude.
I would put Denver above Chicago.
Yeah, don't act like it. That's a surprise pick. They should be above Chicago.
19, Miami.
They've Miami over Denver? That is criminal.
I like Denver. I like Miami, but not over Denver.
Number 20, Denver.
Mm. Yeah, that's the most wrong thing about this list.
I think Denver could be up a few spots, but it's like, are we really anywhere from like 14 to 22? It's just teams that could make the playoffs, could go 6-10, 7-9.
Yeah, I don't even mind it. Like, if Denver was like 17 is where I'd be like, yeah, that's about right where they should be. Like right below the bottom, the first half.
21, New England.
Mm. I think that the only reason they're not at 30 is because of their coach.
They don't have a QB. That's about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
That's it.
22, mm-hmm. Houston. Houston. That's a little low. If you have a top five quarterback. I know they lost lost D-Hop, but
that's a little more that's a little more frustrating than the Denver one to me, honestly. Yeah, I feel like they should have been somewhere between 15 and 18. Yeah.
15 sounds about right for them, Zach. I think the Texans are better than
the
Patriots. I
would say they're way better than the Cardinals. I mean, the Cardinals have a better receiver than they do, but
all right, here we go. Quickly. 23, Chargers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower. Probably.
24, Cleveland.
Lower.
25, Atlanta. They should be higher.
I like Atlanta this year a lot.
I would switch Atlanta and LA.
26, I think, is a team that could be bottom four, but they're a little high. Detroit.
Oh, dude, that's it. That is high. They got Matthew Stafford, actually. So, franchise QB, at least you don't have to worry about.
27, Cincinnati. I'm fine.
It might be a little high.
All right, here we go quick. 28, the Jets. 29, the Panthers. 30, the Giants. 31, Washington. 32, Jacksonville.
I feel like the Panthers should be higher than Cincinnati.
Why?
I think they're better. They have I think Matt Rhule is going to be a good coach, and they have Teddy Bridgesystem.
I actually agree with that.
At least a more proven quarterback than Joe Burrow. Yeah, and Christian McCaffrey. And they have a livable defense. It's not god awful.
The Bengals have the number one overall pick, AJ Green, Joe Mixon.
No, but Zach, here's the part where I say who's on that defense, because it's probably the worst secondary outside the Giants in the NFL.
The Giants have a bad – the Bengals have a bad secondary as well.
Same with the Colts,
But the
though.
Bengals just invested a bunch of money. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but the Colts Jets, have an elite Jets offensive have a, line, a quarterback who's probably an upgrade from Jacoby Brissett and Brian Hoyer last year.
I think the Jets
and a good
might
running
have
game.
Awful defense as well.
Mm. Well, we'll see.
Mosley and some scrubs.
Jamal Adams.
What's weird to me, I think Trevor Lawrence is either a Jaguar or a Panther next year.
Really?
But, yeah,
what
I do.
What about a Bear? I think the Bears off the rails.
But also, I think the Bears still bring back a defense that's better than average that can win you some low-scoring games. If, like, Nick Foles wins that job, I think. I don't know. I don't like Mitch Trubisky, but I think if Nick Foles is the quarterback all year, I think they're an 8-8 team, and they're not in position to get Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, what's weird to me is, like, Jacksonville's 32, and I agree with that, but, like, how often is a team ranked the worst in the NFL who's bringing back their starting quarterback and head coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which team?
It's like 31, the Jags. 31's Washington. They don't have the same combo. 30, the Giants don't. The Panthers don't. the Jets do. So
yeah, obviously the Raiders are the highest take. The Bears, I think, should be bottom five. I think the Jets the Jets should be a little bit higher. I actually kind of like the Jets. I think the Jets are going to, you know, if Sam Darnold doesn't get mono, they should definitely be above Detroit.
I don't know why I'm so in love with Sam Darnold.
Trevor Siemian's your backup, dude. You're destined for great things.
Exactly.
Joe Flacco's your backup.
Let that dude be in the QB room at least.
Oh, God. Did he really go to the Jets?
Joe Flacco's a Jet.
Siemian will beat him out if he's
really?
Still, if he's still wow. there. Dude, it's because Andy Dalton had red hair, and so you identify with Sam Darnold because he almost has red hair. He's almost like the Andy Dalton.
He's strawberry blonde at worst.
But, like, Sam Darnold had the worst game for a quarterback I've ever seen
against
last
Patriots.
Year against the Patriots.
You see a ghost out there?
And I was like, I still kind of like him. It's just a bad game. I was like, the Patriots are just that good. okay.
Then the next day he was, like, so embarrassed that because he had mono. That he came out and was just like, I have mono.
All right, here's something else to get mad at, gentlemen. So... I stumbled upon this, came across my desk today. It was a redraft. ESPN did a draft assuming every NFL player was available to be picked.
Oh,
here's
yeah.
the first round. Did you see this?
I saw that the Bengals took Mahomes. Is that the one
you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's basically the only thing I remember from the image, too.
Yeah, so here's – I'm going to read you down. It's from the same order as – April's draft.
Yeah.
But here's number one pick, the Bengals take Mahomes.
Okay. All
right. Two, who do the Washington Redskins take?
Good question. From
first person to guess.
It's gotta be
that's
a quarterback.
It. First person to guess.
Lamar Jackson?
Russell Wilson.
Really? Okay.
Three, Detroit takes Zach.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes. Four, the Giants take a quarterback.
Tom Brady?
No.
Drew Brees.
Aaron Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, smart.
Yeah.
Number five, Miami takes a defensive tackle.
Really?
Aaron Donald.
Correct. Number six, the Chargers take offensive tackle. Zach, try.
Ronnie Stanley?
Correct.
Yeah.
Number seven, the Panthers take a defensive end.
Julius Peppers.
What?
Calais Campbell?
No.
I don't know.
All right, a defensive end, J.J. Watt.
Joseph Bosa.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that.
Joey Bosa.
Number eight, the Cardinals take a quarterback.
Kyler Murray.
Drew Brees.
Damn.
Number nine, Jacksonville takes a...
You're better off, Kyler.
Jacksonville takes a quarterback.
Is it Tom Brady?
Dak Prescott.
Oh, okay, wow.
Number 10, Cleveland takes a defensive end.
Cleveland takes a defensive end. J.J. Watt.
Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Number 11, the Jets take a quarterback.
I'm mad about it already.
Yeah, we'll get to what you're mad at once we get going. But
get to the Broncos.
11, the Jets take a quarterback.
The Jets take a Sam Darnold.
Carson Wentz.
God, just... Take the own your own guy.
12.
Pussy.
The Las Vegas Raiders select
Derek Carr,
quarterback. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Number 13, Indianapolis takes a quarterback.
Drew Brees.
Tom Brady.
No.
Drew Brees already taken.
Drew Brees already off the board.
Shit.
Houdet.
Joe Burrow.
Correct.
Really?
14,
wow.
Tampa Bay takes a quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Correct. 15, Denver takes a quarterback.
They take their guy.
Drew Locke.
What?
Let's go.
Really?
Yeah, so that's how I found this was Drew Locke was trending. I was like, what did he text 2 years ago? And then
I thought he was trending because he was out protesting.
No, so Denver thinks Drew Locke's the 15th best player in the NFL, apparently.
Oh, my God.
So then 16, Loka, shut up.
He's taken
16,
over. Oh, my God. Christian McCaffrey isn't taken.
16, Atlanta takes a quarterback.
I'm going to keep going with the trend. Their guy, Matt Ryan.
Correct. 17, Dallas takes a quarterback.
Andy Dalton.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray. 18. Nice guess. Here's what I'm kind of at. 18, my favorite, Pittsburgh, takes a quarterback.
Ben Roethlisberger.
No.
Oh, wow.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
No. Close.
Nick Foles.
Teddy Bridgewater. Close.
What?
19. Oh, wow. Chicago takes a quarterback. Scotty, you're close.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes. 20, the Rams take a running back.
Todd Gurley.
No.
McCaffrey.
Correct. The first running back off the board. 21, yeah. Philadelphia takes a quarterback.
Nick Foles.
No.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Baker.
Baker Mayfield. 22.
Wow. Damn, Scotty, you're good at this.
22, Buffalo takes a receiver.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Julio Jones.
Nope.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas. 23. Yeah. The Patriots take a quarterback from their own division.
Josh Allen.
No. Sam Darnold.
24. Wow. The Saints take a linebacker.
Von Miller.
No, he's not on this list. Over the hill ass.
Oh, fuck you. I'm signing off.
Was that Luke Kuechly? Because he's retired.
Khalil Mack.
Correct. Yeah. 25. Minnesota takes a quarterback. You guys will never guess.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
That's actually a really good guess.
I might take Josh Kirk Allen. Cousins over this guy. No.
Dwayne Haskins.
Tannehill. 26. This is funny. Houston takes a receiver. Keep going on the trend.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Correct.
That's hilarious.
Seattle takes a receiver at 27.
A receiver? Julio Jones.
No. Julio OBJ? Jones not taken.
OBJ?
In this draft. No. OBJ not taken in this draft.
Receiver.
Florida.
Not in this draft or just the first round? How many not rounds are in it?
Mike Evans. 28. Baltimore takes a quarterback.
Josh Allen.
Who Zach doesn't like and thinks he should have retired.
Matt Stafford.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Kill me if he is ever in Baltimore.
Tennessee takes a receiver, a speedster.
Godwin. Tyreek Hill.
Correct. Godwin. Oh. 30. Green Bay takes a quarterback, the second taken in April's draft.
Tua.
San Francisco takes a tight end.
Kittle.
Kelsey.
Yeah, Kittle.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City takes a defensive back.
Champ Bailey.
Yeah. Zach said yeah.
No, I was about to say Slay, but I was like, there's no fucking
best defensive back in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
Stephen Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore, yeah. So what are you mad at? I'm mad at Drew Lock being the 15th best player ever over Matt Ryan, Kyler Murray, and Christian McCaffrey. And
my Kyler Murray is better than Matt Stafford.
Kyler Murray was the number one pick last year, and then Drew Lock made it to pick 44, yet all of a sudden after five games and Kyler Murray wins Rookie of the Year,
right.
He's like above Kyler Murray. Well, that makes no sense.
Well, it's like Denver, like you really wouldn't take Christian McCaffrey if you're starting, you have the best running back, or Michael Thomas, the best receiver.
Sutton is a good receiver.
No, this is what I'm saying. Scotty, you're starting with zero players. Zero players.
Yeah. It's like when you go to Madden franchise, you do a fantasy draft.
If you're starting with zero players, the quarterback is obviously, unless the running back is like a revolutionary player.
Yeah.
McCaffrey is.
I'd rather take Saquon Barkley in the next round who wasn't taken on this list. Who cares? And have a good quarterback.
How would you know he would make it to 15 when you could get, like, wouldn't you rather have...
It just depends on where you're picking.
You wouldn't get Saquon Barkley to come back to 15. We should do this. We should do this on the pod.
I will do. I am down to do this.
We just do like two rounds, because if we go, that would be.
I think we can go three rounds.
Okay.
I think we can
be quick about it. Yeah.
Yeah, just be quick about it. I like that idea.
Something that we never do.
No, we never do. I'm mad that Teddy Bridgewater is 18th over Jimmy Garoppolo and Christian McCaffrey.
That's bogus.
Yeah. I would honestly probably take Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold or Ryan Tannehill. Or Matthew Stafford, or Tua, or Kirk Cousins over Teddy Bridgewater.
You take Tua over Teddy?
Yeah, I like Tua.
I guess if you're building for the future.
I do too.
Yeah. But if you're in win now mode, I'd rather go Teddy.
I'm mad that Nick Bosa is below Joey Bosa. Joey Bosa is nowhere near as good as his younger brother.
Nick Bosa is way better.
The Chargers took an offensive tackle just because everyone else is getting this flashy player, and they're like, "Well, we got our blind side protected for the next 10 years."
Well, that's what I do when I sometimes when I do this, I'll get like Christian McCaffrey, and they're like, "Okay, I need a line," so I just my next 5 picks is all the offensive line. I have like Ronnie Houston and Ronnie Stanley, or just stack the line all A's, and then I've got no quarterback, and it's just like Justin Tucker is my quarterback. Oh, shit.
Anyone surprised that the receivers, the top 3, go Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Evans?
I wouldn't expect Mike Evans at number 3.
I think Julio. I'd take Tyreek.
I'd take Tyreek Hill or Julio Jones before I'd take Mike Evans.
Yeah.
All right. We're done getting mad. Now we go to Mount Rushmore of snacks. Scotty has the first pick, Zach has the second, and I have the third.
Okay, number 1, my first snack is Margot Robbie. Oh, did I not do this right?
No, that counts.
All right, cool. I'm counting it. Obviously, no, bro. She's the hottest actress ever.
That's one of the ones I
Alexandra Daddario enters the chat.
That's like I like her. I almost did like favorite pop / soda, like 90s pop. Was going to be one of my picks.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, that's totally in play. Zach, your second pick? First pick?
Oh, man. Fruit roll-ups, dude. That's my go-to.
I kind of wasted a pick now.
Instant cavity.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but it doesn't change the way your body feels when it hits your tongue.
retweet.
Okay.
My first pick is Cheez-Its.
I fucking called it, Scotty. I told you, dude. I told you.
Just regular or what?
I like them all, really.
I like the white cheddar ones are good. No.
I actually don't like the white cheddar ones, but I like regular. I like reduced fat, and I like toasted.
The toasted,
My second pick is Funyuns.
Great pick. Wow. That was on my list.
No, yeah.
I don't like onions. Love Funyuns.
Hey, Shelby, how is the picture I took with you of the bag of Funyuns after Zach's wedding not your just picture on everything?
Yeah, it's a good point.
That should be your Twitter picture. Cause
it should be his LinkedIn profile picture.
Shelby, if that's not your Twitter picture by like next week, I'm going to be upset.
Or at least your header.
Don't place your bet. Yeah. All right. Zach, your second pick.
My second pick was going to be Cheez-Its, which you took. So I'm going to have to go with Tostitos with, you sprinkle some cheese on there, throw it in the microwave 30 seconds.
Stoner.
Yeah. Okay, stepbrother Will Ferrell.
Right.
Well.
Okay, every 12-year-old who thinks he's a chef. Bobby Flay. Yeah.
It's Anthony Bourdain.
R.I.P.
My next pick is going to be hot fries. Fucking slaps. Love hot fries. Can just eat them all the time. They're fucking great, dude. I bought 8 family bags of hot fries for $16 on Amazon, and now they just like sit in my house because like there's no way I'm eating them all. Yeah. So I was like, $16, easy.
Mm-hmm. Easy. I'm gonna be on the toilet for a month.
Zach doesn't even have to eat hot fries. My second pick is gonna be chips and Dean's French dip.
French onion?
Yeah, French onion dip. Yeah, the Dean's. Yeah, has to be Dean's.
I was going to say, a French dip is something different. That's a sandwich.
Sorry, French onion dip. Dean's, though. It has to be Dean's. Dean's! Okay. Dip some Ruffles chips in there.
I like Ruffles.
Go to town. That's the snack. All right,
Zach.
Yeah, for sure. this one was tough for me, and I know you guys are probably dog on it because you dog on all my picks, and it's also a controversial one. Here comes Fruit Twitter. Beef jerky.
That's not a bad pick.
Sometimes I just have it. Okay. All right. I can never tell with you guys. Sometimes you just go for the jugular.
Trust yourself, dude. It's a great
pick. This is a cry for help.
For me, Chips Ahoy original. We've had this conversation. Great.
pick.
Thank you.
We don't need to go over it again.
Yeah. Zach's a moron.
I can get Jenna in here. Tires. And she will go off. She will go off on you.
Oh,
guys.
Hey, my wife agrees with me, right, honey? Nerd.
Please don't be mad.
They think, Jenna. They think that regular Chips Ahoy are better than the chewy ones. They think the chewy ones are gross.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Have they put them in the microwave?
They're
that sounds
people.
Good. Maybe Sorry. Your wife should get on the podcast.
Why don't I just get Chips Ahoy original and leave them out in the sun? Raisins, fucking raisin Chips Ahoy, TM. Wow. Yeah. Fourth pick. Wow, it's tough. I fuck with trail mix.
I'll take my talents to.
I fuck with trail.
You said trail mix.
I love trail mix.
Surprised Shelby didn't have sunflower seeds in this.
From that, yeah, Scotty, I was about to say you're not that far off.
Yeah. Shelby's big sunflower
seed. Let's wait till he gets to his
I haven't had sunflower seeds in forever. I gave Zach a whole bag because I would have never opened them.
Wow.
I dip too much.
Scotty, there's still one more that I think he's gonna name in his
Shut the fuck up. I don't even have any honorable mentions because I was late.
What?
Late on you, I didn't even do the bot stuff.
All right, Zach.
Just winging it.
Last pick.
God. Oh boy. I was just shitting on these earlier, but now the more I think about it, Triscuits with like cheese. Like you take like a
How is
of
it
cheese,
now in your Mount Rushmore when you're
up.
Literally just shit before the potty's like, oh, fuck, never fucking catch me.
I said
Triscuits.
I said it was no, I didn't say that. I said it was basic. Yeah, I didn't say that I didn't like it.
I'm biting into wicker furniture.
You guys want some porch furniture for a snack?
No, it's actually really good. If you add the cheese, if you eat them by yourself.
Yeah, cheese and crackers is in my honorable mention, but I like just Triscuits original by themselves.
This deserves honestly to be like almost my number one pick, but it's my last one because I didn't think you guys would do it. But it's Bagel Bites or Bagel Dogs, fucking. Catch me eating those all day. They're the best fucking snack ever, dude.
Bagel bites?
Yeah, dude. Ever had a bagel bite?
All right, Zach, can I guess what you think one of my honorable mentions are?
Yes.
Is it pork rinds?
Oh, he did it! It
yeah. Well, I was on keto forever. I had to eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, my other three, I had cheese and crackers. And I like just peanut butter crackers, like the sleeve of like six you get.
The orange ones?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Cottonmouth City.
Yeah, you have to eat them with a liquid. They're like the Popeye's biscuit of snacks. And then I also like goldfish.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised that you didn't have goldfish on
Zach
there.
Was like, you're not going to be basic, are you? Put goldfish on your list? I'm like... Bitch, like that's like a very specific snack. I can do whatever I want. peanut butter and jelly Uncrustables.
Oh,
yeah. Undefeated. Put them in the microwave. Put them in the microwave.
Zach,
that's your solution to everything.
Zach, what are you talking about? They literally are supposed to go in the microwave. No shit, go.
I mean, like you get them like real hot. Like if you get them like real hot, not like room temperature.
Yeah.
Like real. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you're not discovering the wheel here, Zach.
It's like, I didn't think I was. I just thought...
Put them in the microwave.
Most people... Well, some people just put them in the fridge, and then they eat them just, like, semi-cold. Not, obviously, people don't eat them frozen.
Mm. It's like...
I never liked them.
That reminds me of my dad. Like, I go and see Uncrustables in his fridge, and he's like, hey, here's what I do. I put it in the microwave. I was like, oh, really, Dad? So, like, you and everyone else who buys them? That's crazy. Like, 20 seconds?
You ever eat it with a glass of milk? That's good.
Oh my god! And PB&J and milk, killer,
dude.
Or I know we're kind of veering out of we're going straight into meal territory, but everybody does this. But the grilled cheese with dipping it in tomato soup.
How about grilled cheese dipping it into ketchup?
Yeah, because that too. Or putting ketchup on your eggs. Any of you guys put a ketchup on your eggs?
No, I do like it. But grilled cheese with ham or bacon.
Mm. Yep.
Why not?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Bacon on anything.
That's
bacon
Mount
on my ice cream, bitch.
Mount Rushmore of like best food combos.
Yeah.
Next time.
Ooh, I like that. That's a great one.
We can get heated.
Oh, we will. You guys are gonna hate my picks.
I like hot sauce on my eggs, but now we can't use it. But I like it better than ketchup.
Yeah.
See, like I don't like hot food, but people who do like hot food love hot sauce on their eggs. That's not really.
Well, people who like hot food like everything hot on anything. Like I will put like hot sauce or flakes on anything I eat and be like, this tastes good.
My sister's go-to snack when she was little, she would just get slices of bread and just put ketchup on it and just eat
what?
It. I'm like, oh, I live with a serial killer. Okay.
Dude, you better watch
not
out.
Not joking at all.
You better watch the fuck out.
I know. She has 3 children. I'm scared.
Children eat everything with ketchup on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My mom used to eat Funyuns with ketchup. Mm, try it. It's actually good.
Ugh.
Give it a try.
All right. Who wants to do NFL.com rational reactions, Zach?
All right, Zach. 3.
God.
We'll give you 10 seconds to look it over.
I don't even think I could read all of these in 10 seconds.
Okay.
All right, mm-hmm. Here it goes. 3, 2.
That wasn't 10 seconds.
Off the cup. Go.
Off the cuff.
No, it's
is
cup.
How the saying goes. It's
no, it's
cuff.
Out of the cup. Well, I'm saying cup.
You are out of pocket for that.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
These are going to be so bad. Memo details protocols for players return to facilities. That sounds like a sequel to a bad action movie. Like the Revenger, return to facilities. Casey feels he was cast aside by Titans like trash. Who?
How dare you?
I don't even know who that is. All right, Steelers plan to...
5-time Pro Bowler?
I'll have to take your word for it. Steelers plan to hold training camp at Heinz Field. Ben Roethlisberger plans to hold women's rally in his bathroom. State of the Steelers. Chase for Super Bowl number 7. Is back on. I mean, I guess so. See if Ben can stay away from the ladies. Okay. Freeland projecting top 7 rookie running backs. Todd Gurley makes case for better knee surgeon. I don't know. This is bad. I didn't have time to review.
That was good.
I'm getting nervous. I'm starting to sweat more than normal. Reich, Brissett taking QB situation like complete pro. What else is he going to do? He used to be a third-string quarterback. Ravens, Titans coaches return to facilities Monday. I'm going to keep pronouncing facilities like that. Cowboys rookie Lamb's goal, be a Hall of Famer. Okay, so every other NFL player, that's their goal. Lamar looking to join rarefied company of Mannings. It's kind of hard to do that when you're not a quarterback.
Okay.
Join. You may not be like a Manning, but you may be like a Peyton. Walter Peyton.
Okay. All right. I'll go. Who wants to count me in?
I want to go. All right.
Okay. He's afraid. He just thought of one. He's afraid you're going to take it.
I know. I really am.
Yep.
3. Yep. All 2. Right. 1. Shall we go?
Sorry, I didn't hear you. You cut out for a second. Memo details protocols for players return to facilities. I probably won't read that one. Casey feels he was cast aside by Titans like trash. Mike Vrabel, we recycle here. Steelers. Thanks, Zach.
That was funny.
Steelers. Oh, I got one. Memo details protocols for players return to facilities. No shots to the face, home for dinner. Steelers plan to hold training camp at Heinz Field. We go to Bain for comment. You fools. State of the Steelers, Chase for Super Bowl number 7 is back on. State of the Steelers, it's Pennsylvania.
Hey.
Freeland, projecting top 7 rookie running backs. Running back doesn't matter anymore. Right, Brissett taking quarterback situation like complete pro. Learning how to have unprotected sex like a complete pro by that quarterback. Ravens, Titans, coaches return to facilities Monday. Running backs report Tuesday with last year's MVP returning. Cowboys rookie Lamb's goal. Be a Hall of Famer. All that with a bottle of Chianti.
Jeez.
Lamar looking to join rarefied company of Mannings. Lamar running away from Mannings like HGH allegations.
Whoa. That's true, though.
It was for his wife.
Boom.
That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one.
All right.
Mine are not going to be that good.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Memo details protocols for players return to facilities. Who is this memo person and why should I care about them? Casey feels like he was cast aside by Titans like trash, which is the Broncos' treasure, because they have a lot of if that's the Broncos' treasure, they have a lot of trash on their team. Steelers plan to hold training camp at Heinz Field, handing out free ketchup bottles for every fan who attends. State of the Steelers, chase for Super Bowl number 7 is back on, because between number 6 and number 7, they just like weren't trying. Freeland protecting the top 7 running backs, rookie running backs.
You say protecting or projecting?
There's probably an undrafted projecting top 7 rookie running backs. There's probably like an undrafted running back on there for some reason who like won't make the team. Reich Brissett taking QB situation like a complete pro. Well, it's not really a competition. I'm pretty sure he's not going to start over a $20 million quarterback.
It's like, oh, he is a professional.
Just by existing, he is taking it like a complete pro.
In other news, I haven't heard from him in a couple months. Ravens Titans coaches return to facilities Monday. Why are they at each other's facilities? Cowboys rookie Lamb's goal, be a Hall of Famer of baseball. I don't know. Lamar looking to join
dinosaurs.
I don't know. Be a Hall of Famer. Hopefully it's not rioted yet. Lamar looking to join Rare Field Company.
Rare Field?
Of mayonnaise. Is it
rarefied?
God.
Oh. Oops.
Rarefied.
That's the joke.
I was like, Rare Field.
That's the joke.
Rarefied Company of Manning. Is it because Manning also ran for a 36-yard touchdown once?
Is that our show?
God, I hope so.
He took the words right out of my mouth.